good afternoon, folks. Today is 3 May, 70. It's probably the last tape that you get from me before I come home. In fact, I might even beat this tape home, but I doubt it. I have 22 days from now. I should be seeing you at Abilene. When I get to the States, I'll be at Fort Lewis, Washington. I'll give y'all a call so you'll know I'm on the way. But we got hit the 1st of April Fool's Day, and I've sent you the, no, I haven't sent the color pictures home, but I think I'm thinking about sending them home. I may just keep them. Anyway, they didn't do us no damage. And then last night, the 3rd of April, the 3rd of May, well, actually 2nd, we got hit. And we didn't get anybody hurt here in our company. We killed 4 or 5 VC and captured about 5 or 6 more. Captured a whole bunch of their ammo. And I've got this, well, I got pictures of it. I got about 10 or 12 pictures on slides. If y'all happen to find a real good slide projector and it don't cost too much, buy it. But if it costs quite a bit, just forget about it. I'll try to pick one up on my way through Walters or something. I'm going to Udorn. Oh, but I got your letter today, by the way, telling me about Sis's graduation present. I've sent her a little present. It may not beat this tape home, so I won't tell you what it is. But it's addressed to Sis, and I hope she can manipulate this item. If she can't, she can follow my directions or the directions with it, and she should be able to do all right. That's as far as I'll say on the little present I got her. But like I say, no one got hurt, and I'm all right. As far as me going to see Jim and Becky Ann, I don't think I will do it. They won't be together in 2 or 3 weeks. And like Mr. Payton used to tell me when me and Sharon first got married, in the first year or so, you wished you'd eaten each other. You'll try to eat each other up. And the next year, and then the rest of your life, you wished you had them. That's the way they are. They're going to be busy with themselves. I don't want to interfere. If they want to see me, they can come see me, but I'm not going to see them. The same way with the other people. If they want to see me, they come see me. But I ain't going to bug them. I will go see the Ornsby's a while. I don't know how long, but probably not more than a couple of days at a time. I won't be spending many days with y'all. I get to the 25th, I may stay to the 26th and possibly the 27th. Then I go down to the Ornsby's and come in the day before Sis's graduation. I repeat, I will not be spending a lot of time with y'all. And then I'll be going down to East Texas and spend a week or two with those folks, and then I'll come back and see y'all a few more days. But you know how I am. I'm independent. That's the way I'm going to be. I just, like I told you while, last time when I was home, before coming to Vietnam, one of the sayings I picked up from Confucius, the old Chinese philosopher, fish and company smell in 3 days. And I'm company. I left home when I was 18. I don't have a home. And wherever I'm at the present, I'm just as happy as anything. Wherever I hang my hat at night, that's my home. Whether it be someone else's house or some place that I call my house. A home is not a house. A home is where you're content at. Where your loved ones are, where you belong. I don't belong in any one spot, and I'm not trying to push anybody anyway. Well, that's about the sum of it here. Haven't been working too hard lately. Been taking it sort of slack. I'm gonna keep it up. I'm supposed to leave 11th May. Go to Udorn, I'll be gone the It's supposedly 3 days. If I can crowd it into 7, I'll be going 7. Can't make it no longer than that because I'll be leaving shortly. I'll be going to the beach and getting a hero suntan. All this good garbage. Boy, I tell you, it sure is nice to just sit around and be short. It really is. If I hadn't extended in 2 days, I'll be home. Today's the 3rd, I would have been home the 5th. But that's the way things are. I made my decision. I'm going to stick by it. I have no choice now. And I'm not, I don't know. I think it'll be all right. I've got a lot of pictures I'll be showing you when I come home. Some of them are pretty. Some of them are not. I'll be telling you war stories. But mainly it'll be true. And we'll see what you say about me flying the guns. If you hear any background music on this thing, I say background music, background sounds, that's the office people around here raising cane. Helicopters buzzing around. This is tape down in the maintenance shack. I had this tape, hold one, telephone. Boy, I tell you, some of the weird questions we get around here. Take care of them. Maintenance is, they're the know-it-alls, they are. If there's somebody needs an answer and no one else in the company has it, maintenance got it. Sometimes it's I don't know, but we got the answers. Oh, I done forgot what I was talking about. But, I was talking to some of the fellas around here about being short. Like last night, all the martyrs and stuff taking off. I didn't go on that line. I'm not crazy. I've been here 3 days. I've been here a year. I'm about to get out there and get myself killed. Not for nobody. Besides, they wasn't landing around me. I wasn't worried about it. I just went back to bed and went to sleep. If it'd been close, I'd have dug a hole deeper in a bunker and went to sleep. Well, we're going to cut off here a while and march forward later on. Wow, I ain't telling you something. Boy, I must be slipping, getting so short I can't remember anything. You know how that is. I had it microphone plugged in to the monitor position. I got a monitor and then a mic position on this doggone thing. And in the mic position, you put it in there, you push the record button, you turn it on, you record. If you want to listen to it without anybody else hearing a thing, put it into the monitor position, put your microphone up to your ear, and you can listen to it. Cool? You doggone right, it's cool. But I recorded a whole bunch of garbage on here. I thought it was, and it was just idle rattling. Well, I was telling you, I think, about the clothes. Okay, my clothes, have them, they're nice, neat, and pressed. My suits, shirts, and blue jeans, shoes shined. If you will, you might get me a couple of Western shirts. I'd like a brown or a tan Western shirt. I'll tell you where to get your money. The money that you say that you owe me for the sale of my furniture and stuff you'd taken out of the bank. Forget about it. You took it out, use it. Might give me a couple of shirts from me if you have any left. If you don't, take some more money out of the bank for me. I've got plenty of it. You see what I've sent home this tour and what I spent. I spent a whole lot. My base pay went up from $3.96 a month. Pretty good how y'all are. People talking to me. My base pay when I first got to Vietnam was $3.96, I think, something like that. And it's jumped up to $5.31. So that's $130, $40 right there. And this 8.1 raise I've got, pretty nice. I'll get all the back pay, I think, the 7th or 8th of this month. About $120, $180. Well, be honest with you. After they take everything out, they take out old age pension and insurance and my bonds, 6 1/4 a month. I should draw with a board, $716 a month. $716. I'm gonna send 550 home starting the 1st of July. Actually, you won't get any money until the 550, you won't get any of that until 1st of August. But I'm just gonna have $400 sent home while I'm on R&R and leave. I mean, all this good stuff. If I want money, I got the money you sent me, $400. I still got it. I'm not going to Sydney. The old man kicked it out. But anyhow, I'll have a little money, you know, saved while I go home. And I hope by the time I leave in December, I'll have between $5,000 and $6,000. That wouldn't be too bad. Unless I spend it while I'm home on leave. And I'm thinking about buying me a motorcycle, a Honda 450. It's a pretty nice little bike. It cruises out about 120, I think. 140, you know, move a little bit. Well, it's big enough to run on the road and small enough to do a little bit of hill climbing. I know you're going to raise cane and suck in all the breath and die a few days and get turn gray-headed and all this, but I'm going to do it. They're cheaper to operate than an automobile. I can put a dollar's worth of gas in it and go 300 miles, and you can't put a dollar's worth of gas in a Cadillac and go 30. True, I can't do it in miles either. But I'm going to do this. It's what I want. I've always wanted a motorcycle. I never had the money to buy it. I've got the money in the bank. I don't owe nobody any money. I owe a lot of people moral support that have helped me get another cigarette. Them things are all right. But as far as bills, I don't owe anyone. Everything I've got is paid for. Nobody spend it on but myself and family, and that's what I'm gonna do. So about the car, if you don't get it cleaned up before I get home, if you don't have enough time, take it down to the service station, have it a complete job on it, you know, grease and oil change and wash and a wax, a good wax job. If you got any money left, you know, out of that you say you owe me, $60 or whatever it is, pay for it then. If not, take a little money out of the bank, pay for it. Get it up tight, you know. Everything's sharp. I want it standing tall. You might shampoo my carpets if you think you can. And if you can't, no sweat. Just clean up the rugs good. It'll probably look like a hurricane has hit it. Before I've drove it a few days. When I get home, I should be leaving Vietnam on the 25th. I should, maybe the 24th, I don't know. On or about the 25th, way my orders will be cut. I haven't got them yet, but I should get them shortly. Whenever I get home, I say home, when I get to Fort Lewis, I'll give you all a buzz, tell you when I'll be at Abilene. And if you want to wait on me, all right. And if you don't, it's all right, too. I'll take a taxi. Don't mean nothing. That's a big saying over here. Don't mean nothing. Aircraft crashes, nobody gets hurt. Totals aircraft. Don't mean nothing. Just $1 million down the drain. You know, we don't care. Seriously. Nothing bothers when aircraft gets cracked up. But as long as the people come out. People have feelings, aircraft don't. Or some of them you think they do. They give you more trouble than you shake a stick at. Oh, if I hadn't have extended, I got orders here while back to go to DA. The DA sent requests for orders down to my battalion and sent me to Walters, and I would have been an IP or something out there. You know what I told you about going to Walters before I came to Vietnam? No deal. I'm not going to do it. But that's where I pulled the one over about sending my whole baggage home. You have to have PCS orders, permanent change of station, to send your whole baggage home. And I want you to check the speakers, the tape recorder, and the turntable for any kind of damage before you accept this. Now, if you've got a shop, electronic shop in your area, close, Abilene should have it, go to a place that sells Girard, G-A-R-R-A-R-D, 95 turntables. Mine is an SL 95 Girard. And get me a dust cover for it. It's just a piece of plastic, top sets on it, but it protects it real well. Excuse me, I'm belching again. Well, that's about it for this. Let me stop and turn this doggone thing over before it runs out. I hate to re-thread them.